Welcome back to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. I hope you've had as much fun today as we have, because there's nothing like drinking beer and wine and ciders and everything during the show, and I hope we provided a little bit of entertainment.
I'm afraid we might have come across as luscious.
We're getting a lot of calls this time of year and hits on Facebook with regard to help me pick the right smoker. This is the year that I want a smoker. What are you thinking about that, Barbecue Bob?
Yeah, and a ton of questions. And I guess it just ramps up more every year. But right now in particular, a lot of people are asking on how to pick the right smoker. And like anything you're going to purchase, the first consideration is budget. And so you have to decide for yourself about what you think you can lay out in cash and then double it.
Right.
Because whatever you think you can afford, chances are what you want won't be in that price range. But just be prepared to step it up a little bit once you start exploring these things. And let's talk about that guy who says, I got $129. Well, you have one choice. It's a Smoky Hollow. It's from Gander Mountain or Cabello or somebody like that who sells the cheap little Chinese electric smoker for $129. At least it's a smoker.
Right.
It's not great. I've had to cook on them many times and honestly turned out some pretty nice brisket on them. Because it's just time and temperature, but it's not really anything you want on your back deck if you can avoid it. But if that's your number, if that's $130 is going to be a stretch and you say, I can afford that, by all means, get that and start smoking. Right. Don't sit there and not have a smoker because you don't want a little basic one.
Put another Hundy with that. And
you got a bullet.
You got a bullet
from Weber.
Little Weber.
And then you throw another 100 on there, and you've got one of those nice little stainless cubes that Garrett sells. Can't think of the name of it right now. They're made in Texas. Wonderful little smoker for about $379. You throw another 100 on there, and you're in your starter grades on the pellet smokers. Again, you're in the Chinese grades, not the great ones. And I'm not the biggest pellet smoker fan. I mean, they're okay, but I am a bit of a purist. I like charcoal. I love that Parker Pure Mountain charcoal. Still can't say it.
Right. Lump charcoal, not briquettes.
Yep.
There's a difference. You're smoking over real hardwood now.
I've got a Cajun. I've got my big trailer unit, and I've got a Sapphire, and I've got something else, a homemade one in the garage. I'll just use my basic little Cajun for a lot of the stuff. It's a Cajun grill made out of Louisiana from Percy Guidry. And, man, it's $7.99.
Right.
But it's a wonderful elevated coal bed grill smoker.
Right.
That does everything. You've got a big green egg. You like doing the Kamado.
Yep, love my egg. It's a specialty purpose piece of equipment for me. I don't grill on it a lot. I do a ton of smoking on it. I've got one of those offset plates. Basically, it chugs out the food, and they just sip charcoal too, man. Is that the lump doesn't get burned up. And the beautiful thing about lump charcoal is you can snuff it out, start it up again. You get the same amount of heat out of it. There's very little ash, and it's just a premium product. And that Parker Mountain charcoal is one of the best we've ever tried.
Sure. Yeah, so there's lots of smokers on the market. If you're looking at one and you have some questions, go ahead and hit us up. You can contact Jop or me on thegrillingguys.com. And please like our Facebook page /TheGrillingGuys. And go have yourself a great weekend.
You've been listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard. Create a little grill envy in your neighborhood.